Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Manga of the Month. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan, and we are from ReverseThieves.com. And if you would like to talk to us, you can email us at ReverseThieves.com. And if you also can just go on our cool Discord, and there you can recommend any other title you'd like to see on Manga of the Month, or perhaps interact with Kate about what you thought of her Manga of the Month, and then look at her cool pictures that she usually posts from either this month's Manga of the Month, or since she recommends most of these mangas, she's usually reading them more, and she might post pictures from previous Mangas of the Month of like, oh, this is a cool development, or look at this just cool shot from this previous manga that I recommended before.
Or if it's Kowloon Generic Romance, it's just me posting pictures of like, what the fuck is happening now? So yeah, you can go there to sort of see more interiors and see a little bit more about like what I'm talking about.
Or learn about exclusives that you might not have known about in the case of Neighborhood Stories.
Yes. Everybody go get your exclusive edition at Kinokuniya. But this month's Manga of the Month is I Want to Be a Receptionist in This Magical World by Mako, Yone, and Maro. And this is adapted from a light novel series. The light novel series is also out in English, but it's under a different name, strangely. And that name makes less sense, so I think that's why the manga name is this. But the light novel name in English is The Sorcerer's Receptionist. But, like, she's a receptionist at a, like, a guild and not for a sorcerer. I don't know.
It feels like they were like, you know what's popular? That anime, The Ancient Magus's Bride. So we should, like something like that. Or, like, you know what was a great Nicolas Cage movie? The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Let's latch on to that. And you're like, what? What, boss? Nah. This is going to connect with the light novel market. The Nicolas Cage movie, The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, so I don't know why that was, but the manga title makes a lot more sense. And so this is about Nunnally, who is
Lelouch's sister.
No, although another wonderful Nunnally, I would definitely say. So she meets, when she's a child, she meets like the guild receptionist. And in this world, the guild receptionist is sort of like a, you can think of her as almost like a jack of all trades. So it's not just you're the receptionist. Like, you have to be an adventurer. You have to have a lot of experience to then do this particular job. So when she becomes enamored of it as a child and then is like, all right, I'm going to, like, you know, go to school and, like, that's going to be my goal. So she goes to magic school in sort of preparation for learning the skills of an adventurer needed to be working at the guild. So you can do various other things. So, like, all of her classmates aren't necessarily trying to do that particular job. They're doing all kinds of different things. And she develops ice magic when she's at school. And then her sort of, I would say, also, Nunnally, she's an idiot, by the way. So the guy at school that she develops a, quote, rivalry with, but I think it's like a little bit in her mind that there's a rivalry, is a noble named Alwas. And he's, when they're kids, there's a little bit of animosity, but like he's completely in love with her. And so she just like doesn't get it. And he has fire magic, of course. So they are like ice and fire. Volume one sort of speeds through their school days. And we, so that we can get to the like actual story, which is, you know, her working at the guild. So she's working there and goes on like various adventures there, solves some like mysteries with some of the other people at the guild, while Alwas is part of the Order of the Knights. And so they come in contact for various reasons. And so she's still an idiot. He's still in love with her. And, you know, maybe they'll eventually get together. It's really just like a cute series. It's very fun. There's something about it. Like, I feel like when you hear me describe it, it probably just sounds like very basic, and it is, but it's like got a kernel of something that I really enjoyed. I think it's probably the interactions between these characters. But also I wanted to recommend this title because apparently this is like a subgenre trend, is like the receptionist at the guild is like a thing.
Kind of like I want to go into magical pharmacies.
Yeah. I guess like this is like a, I don't know how recent of a, like, and I don't know how many, I was basically told that like, yeah, this is just like a budding subgenre is like being the receptionist. So I don't know why.
So my one question is like, because it can't just be slice of life like her at the Guildhall, because there's no way that would intrigue
you.
No.
So, like I said, it's not slice of life. It's they go on like little mini adventures. So far there hasn't had like a big overarching like adventure that, you know, that they need to like resolve.
There's no having to defeat the Demon King or something like
right.
that.
Right. But it'd be like, oh, people are disappearing in the woods. And then it's like, oh, well, like, we can't assign it yet because we need to like investigate what is, you know, so that we can figure out like, what do they need? Like, what kind of adventurer do you need for this like thing? And so like, that's sort of what it's about. So it's like little mini adventures.
Like, I know you well enough to know there has to be more mechanics going on for, I just wanted to clarify that for the audience.
And there's a romance. So there's definitely a romance here between, you know, these two. One dummy, one who's like, I feel like he hasn't like verbalized it, but it's like you as the audience member really know from things that he says that she doesn't like pick up on. And you're like, did you just hear what he just said? Okay, you didn't. All right, got it.
Is there anything about a song about their relationship? You know, is there a song of fire and ice?
Not yet.
I see.
But maybe you could write a fan song, Al.
I see.
I feel like I'm recommending it because there is something about it that I'm enjoying, but also I feel like if you're curious about this new trend, and I have a feeling that if it continues to be like this subgenre that will get some anime. I don't know if this, you know, is it this title or another title that's like driving that? But, you know, I have a feeling we're going to see an anime sometime soon that like is touching on this particular subgenre. So
at least this one was somewhat enjoyable.
It's enjoyable. It has really nice art. Always is really good looking. So that might be affecting my judgment here. It's a lot of fun. I'll post some pictures in the Discord. So this is coming out from Yen Press. Two volumes are out. Volume 3 should be out soon-ish. And there's only 4 light novels of this out in Japanese, so I don't actually know how much manga that translates to. It's a little hard for me to know, but I feel like, you know, that makes it seem like it's pretty new in general. So
the only other thing I could think, because I was actually, this is bothering me in the back of my head, maybe they just don't want it to get confused with Konosuba, because that title is Konosuba, God's Blessing on This Wonderful World. And maybe they thought those sounded kind of similar, but that's, I don't know.
I don't know. And this is available both digitally and physically. So check it out. Let me know if you also want to be the guild receptionist in a magical world.